Soon, tea was brought to us, a stately little performance, enacted by Fraith and the young footman, in which I played no part until they had gone. And while Maxim glanced through his great pile of letters, I played with the two dripping crumpets, crumbled cake with my hands, and swallowed my scalding tea. Now and again, he looked up at me and smiled, and then returned to his letters.The accumulation of the last months, I supposed, and I thought how little I knew of his life here at Mendeley, of how it went day by day, of the people he knew, of his friends, men and women, of what bills he paid, what orders he gave about his household. The last weeks had gone so swiftly, and I, driving by his side through France and Italy, thought,only of how I loved him, seeing Venice with his eyes, echoing his words, asking no questions of the past and future, content with the little glory of the living present. But he was gayer than I had thought, more tender than I had dreamed, youthful and ardent in 100 happy ways, not the Maxim I had first met, not the stranger who sat alone at the table in the restaurant.Staring before him, wrapped in his secret self. My Maxim laughed and sang, threw stones into the water, took my hand, wore no frown between his eyes, carrying no burden on his shoulder. I knew him as a lover, as a friend, and during those weeks I had forgotten that he had a life, orderly, methodical, a life which must be taken up again, continued as before.making vanished weeks a brief discarded holiday.